added sound effect of me grunting and picking up the
bag.
You're
in your 25th year around here. We need to be careful about that kind of thing. I thought it was a button that Joel pressed. And
that was heavier than I thought. So someone, when you pick them up, you're carrying them out to the car, unless you're older than me, and then I might consider it. So
I may be available for help, too.
That's... All right. Greg Gunderson's in here. He's our afternoon guy, 2 to 7. How's that afternoon shift going? It's so nice to have... local, talking about local stuff, and I know you're having a lot of fun with it, a 2 to 7 shift.
Absolutely. Absolutely loving it every day, and I appreciate people with a listening audience for their patience as I get to know what the heck I'm doing.
And not only did we throw you into a new gig there on the air, but then we keep like moving you from studio to studio and changing things on you here and there.
Yeah, so. I'm in my third unofficial goblin den in the corner over there. But they all work. They all sound good.
We just like to keep you up and keep you thinking. So,
well, you bait me. It's like a kid with candy. You just says, "Hey, Gray, the fancy microphone's over here now. Come sit over here."
Yeah, it's all I have to do is just move the microphone. He'll follow. Yeah, like a kid to a big swath of cotton candy.
He's give
like,
me a few days.
Oh, good. I'll take it.
Eventually, I'll recognize that my surroundings have changed.
All right, great. Good talking to you.
Thanks,
we're going to get to the news here in just a moment. Get Big G in here. We've got some more giveaways to do with Big G. Hold on.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thunder shower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple fatalities reported in the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, after a powerful tornado tore through on Tuesday. State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla.
We're looking at just making sure that we have everybody accounted for.
The storm system also impacting Illinois and Wisconsin. The White House responding to word from Norway, Spain, and Ireland this morning that they will recognize a Palestinian state. A statement says the president supports a two-state solution, but that a Palestinian state should be realized after negotiations, not through unilateral recognition. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley, set to hit the auction block on Thursday. An investment company claims Elvis's late daughter took out a multi-million dollar loan that hasn't been paid back and that she put up the property as collateral. Elvis's granddaughter seeking to block the sale. Lawyers for Hunter Biden said to be in court today, arguing to postpone Biden's tax trial until September. This is ABC News. The sports world putting a focus on Dallas and the Crews that have to get a singular arena ready for two playoff games separated by just a few hours. ABC's Jim Ryan with details.
It's been two decades since one venue hosted conference finals for two professional sports teams. The insane schedule at Dallas's American Airlines Center starts tonight with a concert.
Then we roll into game one of the conference finals for the Stars.
Dave Brown manages the AAC.
Sunday, game three of the series with the Mavericks.
He's in charge of switching out hardwood for ice and for concert seating in a few hours' time and keeping his crew of 40 inspired.
We're trying to downplay it a little bit. I mean, they're a little bit worn out from the grind.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
MasterCard has a new job for artificial intelligence, tracking down stolen credit and debit cards. The company says it's rolling out an AI tool this week that may be able to figure out if your credit card has been compromised even before a cyber criminal has a chance to use it. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago began service on Tuesday. The inaugural run departed Minneapolis-St. Paul Tuesday morning and is making stops in Wisconsin cities including La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, and Milwaukee before reaching Chicago. A second train will make the trip back to the Twin Cities from Chicago later in the day. Duluth city leaders and community members have continued conversations about a particularly unsafe stretch of road. In a public meeting at Lincoln Park Middle School, officials discussed the potential future of the West Skyline Parkway, which already saw two fatal crashes earlier this year. The city is looking into ways to get cars to slow down and make it safer for pedestrians. Some ideas include making the Skyline Loop a one-way street, adding a pedestrian walking lane, and adding more signage. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
A win for the crew. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff and the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, lots to get to yet this morning. Dave and Tanya are going to join us from Northwoods Greenhouse. They've got a lot of fun stuff going on there. We're going to talk about how to prevent scams. There's some nice opportunities to learn about that. And we've got the gentleman who's presenting those in studio with us in just a moment. But first of all, let's get updated on Shawamigan sports. Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School AD. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, somehow, miraculously, you managed to open up a 2-3 hour window yesterday and get that Shawamigan Phillips base softball game, and congratulations on that.
Yeah. Do we get our certificate to hang on the wall?
You should, because when you told me like a 1 or 2 the game was still on, I was just like, oh boy, but you got her in. That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, you know, if it would have been a regular season game, we probably don't have the game.
Right.
But we exhausted some time into it in the afternoon. And we saw what the forecast was, you know, leading up like 4 or 5 days ago. So we've been keeping the field tarped the best we can, or could, keeping water off of it. But, you know, it just, the weather wasn't really cooperating. But we did get that small window, like you said, and we were able to prep and get the field playable, because there were still some wet spots on it, some water that kind of leaked in around home plate and the pitcher's mound. Sure. That needed some attention, but we were able to get the field playable, and it actually wasn't too bad. We made it 6 innings. Shawamigan was batting in the bottom of the 6th inning with a couple of runners on, and I believe only one out at the time, with a 7-1 lead. And then there was some thunder in the background, and I wasn't sure if the umps had originally heard it. It was kind of one of those things, like, you're like, oh man, we just need like 10 or 15 more minutes to,
right,
to maybe complete the game, or, you know, give Phillips an opportunity, at least in the top of the 7th, you know, to try to put up a rally, you know, from their side of things. But it was just one of those things. If there's thunder or lightning, you have to shut it down for 30 minutes. Then any time there's another thunder or lightning, you know, the 30 minutes get reset. And then I think it got to about 640, 645, and the umps and coaches got together. And it was one of those things that we knew that whatever was going on with the weather was going to remain for the rest of the night. So Chequamegon won 7-1 in six innings. And now it's a waiting game, Joel, because we're waiting the winner of Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and Shell Lake, who did not play last night because of weather. So they're playing today. But we won't know until, I don't know, 8, 9 o'clock tonight what's going on tomorrow, who okay. we're playing and where we're playing. Because if Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser would upset Shell Lake, we're going to host the game tomorrow versus Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. But if Shell Lake wins, then we're traveling to Shell Lake on Thursday for the regional championship. So we're just in that waiting game right now.
All right. Either way, we'll have both. We'll have the game on the air for people who can't make it there and streaming it on the Civic Media app. We do know the baseball team is going to be making the. We always, at some point, somebody goes to Grantsburg, Darren. It's always a long trip over there, isn't it?
I feel like we should be in their conference or something. Okay. Like they should be in ours.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's more so the softball team. And that's still a possibility for them, by the way, too.
Yeah.
If both teams, they could potentially Grantsburg and Chequamegon and softball meet in a sectional semifinal. But yes, the boys baseball team is going to Grantsburg tomorrow. It's about a 2-hour and 15-minute trip. Nothing kind of out of the unusual for us. We're kind of accustomed to, you know, traveling to places like Wausau and Stratford and at times Assumption and Auburndale. So it's kind of a similar kind of a trip for us. So nothing out of the ordinary for us. But
yeah.
The good thing about our baseball team, Joel, is we are playing our best baseball right now. The boys seem to be playing a lot better defensively. Pitching's kind of been a lot better for us. And I think the key part for us is if we can just get our bats going a little bit, we can kind of give ourselves a chance against Grantsburg.
Yeah, because the pitching hasn't been that too bad. And the defense, like you said, getting better. But the hitting has been a struggle this year for Coach Herb's team.
Yeah, you know, and you got some younger guys in there. And I know they're working on getting some of the kids maybe to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, not, you know, letting that third strike just go by. You want to always give yourself a chance. And, you know, when you put the ball in play, you're giving yourself a chance. You know, particularly in high school ball. I mean, these aren't major league defenders that are defending against you. So if more often than not, if you can put the ball in play, typically something positive could happen, or, you know, at least give yourself a shot. So I know in talking to Coach Herbst, we feel pretty good about what we're sending over there, Grantsburg. So, you know, if we play up to our capabilities, it's going to be quite a good game, and hopefully we come out on the positive end of it.
All right, very good. And track, we've got sectionals, and that is in Cameron tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. And we had 31 boys and girls out for high school track this year, and 20 of those kids, so 20 out of 31, advanced to sectionals. So we're very proud of that. We have a handful of relays that are going, one, two, three, I believe five relays combined with boys and girls that are going. And we have some decent individuals that are going. So, you know, there's 50, I was told there's 51 schools going to the Cameron sectional tomorrow. So as good and as much of an honor as it is for our 20 kids to advance through to sectionals, sectionals are a way more of an upgrade than the regional competition. So you really got to bring your A game for that, because the top four in sectionals advance to state. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who qualifies, and we'll kind of go from there. And then state track and field will be the following weekend.
All right. Very good. Busy time, fun time for the kids and graduation and such. Darren, we thank you for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you for having us, Joel.
You bet. Darren Patterson, he's our high school athletic director for Chequamegon. Exciting time with graduation and track and baseball, softball, all still going. We're going to jump right into a segment here and talk about scams. And we've got Patty with us from North The Northwoods Community Credit Union joining us because they have some special sessions that happened and are going to happen. So, Patty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. And in this world of internet and computers and technology, it can all be a wonderful thing, but we all know that there's always something that comes in there, and scams are always a problem. It's something that any financial institution and a lot of people deal with. So you guys have an opportunity for people to get educated on this, right, Patty?
Yes, we do. We see scams, people falling victims for scams every single day. And so we decided to do something about it. Learned about Jeff, who works from an agency through the state of Wisconsin, and made arrangements for him to come up and speak to us. He presented at the Park Falls Public Library last night for about 20 plus people that braved the storm. Mm-hmm. And he spent some time this morning with our staff, and he'll be heading to Ashland this afternoon at the Vaughn Library at 2 o'clock. So I have Jeff with us here, and he would like to share some of his knowledge.
Yeah, Jeff, this is with your job. I'm sure it's ever-changing and the types of scams and all the things that we see. But we want to just talk to you a little bit and give people, you know, some basic tips about things they can do to just decrease that percentage that they're going to get scammed. And I'm sure there's a lot of basic things they can do, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to thank Patty for Northwoods Community Credit Union for bringing me in. It was a great presentation last night at the library, and this morning to staff. And then later on, like you heard, I'm up in Ashland for safe online shopping at the Vaughn Library this afternoon at 2 p.m. But there's just seems like there's so many criminals out there that want to call us and email us and text us, and they're always trying to trick us and steal our money or steal our personal information to steal our identities. You know, the best advice, honestly, is just don't answer the phone if you don't recognize the number. That works some of the time, right? I mean, but then there's sometimes when we're just waiting for that phone call and, you know, right, don't know what number that somebody's going to call us from.
Yeah, my philosophy always is they'll call back. They'll find a way to get a hold of me. If it's not a scam and if somebody wanted to, they'll leave a voice message. It'll happen. If you're not 100% certain, just let it go, right?
Yes, I like that. If you're not 100% certain, just let it go. Just let it go to voicemail. You can always check that later. Yeah. But they don't just call us. You know, we get the emails and the text messages. You just, you know, be very careful about, you know, trusting one of those phone numbers or links in a text message unless you know for sure who sent that to
you. Yeah, I see so many. I've seen it evolve, and you, with your job, you know what I'm talking about. The latest one now is invoice. I just get an email that says invoice, and it says, please pay this unpaid invoice. I get probably 5 of those a week, you know, and they want you to click on that invoice. And I'm thinking, the first time I got one, I thought, you know what? If I really owe this, they'll call. They'll find a way to get a hold of me. I'm not clicking on that link.
Yeah, don't click that link. Don't open that attachment. Who knows what that could do to your phone or a computer.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, if you actually owe that money or that's a real bill, you know, they'll send it to you in the mail, or that'll make sense. You'll remember doing business with that company.
Is one of the hardest things, Jeff, because my mom, thank God, is still with me. She's 83, and I've had long conversations with her about what these people are trying to do, how they're trying to scam. And I think especially the older generation has a problem grabbing that concept that there are people out there that are just doing everything they can to get at your bank account. They're just attacking you, and they're you have to grab that concept, don't you? And you have to be defensive about it, right?
Yeah, I think you really have to be defensive about your money. There are definitely scammers out there that are intentionally targeting our seniors and literally trying to steal their life savings. And, you know, that generation tends to be a little bit more trusting. And, you know, that's how they grew up. And
it's just a thought process. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a trusting process. It was never there. So it's hard to instill that in it. But the younger people get it too, though, don't they?
So surprisingly, mm-hmm. younger people fall victim to scams at twice the rate of our seniors.
There you go. See?
Yeah. So really all of us need to hear about this. I do presentations at high schools, and I don't think they like to hear that stat, but they're susceptible to it as well.
Yeah. So is there a good online resource through the state of Wisconsin where people can go and get basic information if they can't make it, like to Ashland today or your your seminars?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website. So I work for the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So our website is just our acronym. We pronounce it DATCAP. So it's DATCP.WI.gov. And then you can just go to the Consumer Protection page. We have 120 different fact sheets online on a variety of topics. So not just scams and identity theft, but many other areas where we help out Wisconsin consumers.
Yeah, and you mentioned the phone calls. I mean, those are still there, but the online emails are there, and not everything goes to spam. Are there any other ways, are there any other things that it's escalating that you're seeing that, okay, this is something that people need to be aware of that they may not know of because it's new, because they're coming up with new ideas all the time, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, according to the FTC, the scammers made over $10 billion on scams last year, and that's just what we know of. So they're desperate to get their message in front of potential victims. You're right. It's not just phone calls and emails and text messages. They might mail something to your house. Just because it shows up in paper form doesn't mean you can trust it. They'll pay for ads to pop up on computer screens. They'll pay for ads to pop up on social media feeds. They'll pay to create websites that look just like a legitimate online retailer and fool somebody into trusting that fake website.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're scouring the web and you see a banner, you know, for an advertisement, you know, I guess we have to have that mentality. Don't trust that is a legitimate banner. Or still keep your guard up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some techniques where you can hover a mouse pointer over that banner and try to see what website it takes you to, but it's best to just know what website you want to go to the address bar, type it in yourself. It's really the only way that you know you're going to the right website.
Yeah, and I guess when I was first introduced to the internet and scams, what somebody told me once was, don't ever give out personal information unless you instigated the call and you know 100% that person is someone you can trust. If you don't, right? Social security number, credit card number, just don't do it, right?
Just don't do it, yeah. And I mean, now, in just the last couple of years, this AI, this artificial intelligence has popped up, and just when you're on the receiving end of a phone call, you know, you can't trust caller ID. You can't trust what the person says. A criminal, a scammer will just lie to you. Mm-hmm. And you can't even necessarily trust an incoming phone call when you recognize the voice of a friend or a family member. That could just be a criminal using AI to mimic that voice.
Yeah, I almost got nailed on eBay a couple years ago, and I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, how did you do this? Or someone emailed me something I bought on eBay, and they said, you know, your product, whatever, is not, it needs to be returned. And they gave a number to call, and I called it, and I was suspicious from the moment they picked up the phone when I heard voices in the background all over the place, and I finally just hung up.
You can always hang up the phone. I said that a couple times at the library last night. Just hang up. Trust your instincts. You can always reinitiate that call later.
Mm-hmm. And you can apologize to your uncle at the family reunion if you hung up on your actual uncle, right?
Exactly.
And that's one, too. That's one that's so scary, where people call up and they say that your grandson or granddaughter is in trouble and they need money. That's a scam that has been, that has just faked a lot of people out, hasn't it?
That has faked a lot of people out. Now with this artificial intelligence where they can grab the voice of that family member or that grandchild, it really is a scary phone call for a grandparent to receive.
Yeah. So use that website. Again, direct them to the website again to where they can go to find information on this, Jeff.
DATCAP.WI.gov. So it's DATCP.WI.gov. And we also have a consumer protection hotline number, 1-800-422-7128. And you only have to wait on average 22 seconds for a real live human being to pick up at the state of Wisconsin and let us know what's going on. We're happy to help.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that checking account, banking account. And if you do get scammed, don't be embarrassed. There's people that are so embarrassed by it. They don't want to tell their kids or anybody. Don't be embarrassed, because it happens to the best of us, right?
Happens to the best of us. Please come forward and give us a chance to look into it and try to get that money back.
All right, Jeff. So those of you who are listening up to the north, today you're in Ashland. Is that right?
Vaughan Library, 2 p.m. for safe online shopping.
All right. Very good. Jeff, thank you so much for the information. Great information. So
thank you.
Patty, thanks for bringing Jeff in. We appreciate it.
No problem. And I just want to put a quick plug in if I can, Joel.
Yeah.
June 22nd, Park Falls Rec Arena will be our member appreciation day food, right. music, and prizes from 2 to 7. It is open to everyone, whether you're a member or not. So that's June 22nd.
Very good, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patty from the Northwoods Community Credit Union on Reality Radio.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by North Country Veterinary Clinic and Four Paws Pet Resort of Park Falls and Phillips. Committed to providing the best care for your dogs, cats, pocket pets, birds, and exotic animals.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
927. We promised a giveaway, so stay tuned for that. Big G is in the house. He's in a giving mood today. How are we doing, Big G?
Pretty good, Joel. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Busy morning.
Lots I tell you, my ears are ringing a little bit this morning.
Oh, what did I do?
Something about the calendar or something?
Yeah, I gotta make this a bigger calendar or something because between your Dr. Big G handwriting.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Everybody knows my handwriting.
And my eyesight and inability to translate. Thank goodness Brianna was able to help me a little bit to try it. But it's reality is that I just didn't know some of the people who were coming in. So, but we're going to talk with Tanya here. Tell us who we got here, Big G.
All right. Well, we got Tanya here from Sunset Lake House in Phillips.
Yeah. Hi, Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. Well, so let's tell us a little bit about your place there for those who aren't familiar with Sunset Lake House. And tell us a little bit about, give us an overview, a visual overview from the radio.
Okay. So Sunset Lake House is the former Sunset Bay on Solberg Lake, and we have acquired a lot of the typical supper club foods there. We have the fish fry, we have prime rib, we've got lobster, steaks, if you like tenderloin or New York strip.
Okay.
And just better and enhanced dinners.
Yeah, good. good, higher quality food. I mean, it's some good stuff there. Sometimes it's hard to find. I mean, a good burger is always good, but sometimes, you know, you want the steak, I mean, lobster, something like that. So they can find that there too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like I say, I've been out there. They're actually Tanya and Cliff out there. They own the Sunset Lake House there, and I was out there for a great fish fry. They are on my favorite places to eat list here. So, man, I had a great fish fry.
That's
out
a tough
there,
list to make, by the way, Tanya.
Yes, I am fairly selective.
I know Tanya was just, we were just out last week talking, and you're just telling us about, tell us about the new Wednesday special.
Wednesday, Cliff has made up a wonderful recipe for his barbecued ribs. So we have that offered as a dinner that comes with a choice of salad bar or soup and a choice of potato.
Okay. All right. So when did you take over at Sunset Lake House? When did you take over there?
The first of the year.
Okay. And so what brought you to our great Northwoods here? What's your history of Northern Wisconsin?
Well, obviously the area is amazing. You can't go anywhere else without having the friendly atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And just great people.
Yeah. So that brought you here, and now the former Sunset Bay people know that for many years. So Sunset Lake House. What else? Talk about a little. Big G, kind of talk about, you've been there. You said the atmosphere out there. So let's draw a visual on the radio for
you. Oh yes, ambiance is excellent out there. They kind of, if you go into the bar here, there, and then you walk into a nice dining room, there's a beautiful salad bar set up right there. Like I say, I was out here a couple Fridays ago, had the fantastic Friday fish fry, and man, what a variety of different entrees you have to choose from. You know, you got your haddock, you can have a deep fried or poor man's, you got your fish and shrimp combination platters.
Yes.
And man, you got some great scallops out there. Those sauteed scallops, my wife had those, man, those were just melting your mouth, delicious. And you're going to be satisfied. I mean, you get great portions of super delicious fish and shrimp, and you can even, like me, I go out and I look at the three-piece haddock with the deep fried. I had that, and then I added a couple shrimp on the side just to add a little bit to my dinner, and I had a salad, and super.
So who's doing the magic behind the swinging doors? Who's the chef of Sunset Lake House?
We have a local. Her name is Tracy. She's been in this business for 30 years now.
Oh, wow.
So she's been, she's been doing this for a long time, and she knows her stuff. There is no doubt.
Fantastic. And we're going to do a little giveaway today, Big G. Is that right?
You betcha. Yep. My favorite places to eat. Anybody that's on that opportunity, we give away a $25 gift certificate. And today we're featuring, of course, Sunset Lake House with Tanya here.
Yeah.
All right.
Tanya and Cliff. It's $25 certificate. And how are we giving that away today, Joel?
All right. It's a text to win deal. All right. So many of you already have the Civic Media app on your phone. If you don't, download it. It's free on your Android or iPhone. So Civic Media app. You just click on 98Q, text us the word Sunset.
Okay.
Just text us Sunset. Do that sometime in the next, before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and you'll be in for the drawing for the $25. So just text us the word Sunset, and you will automatically be eligible for the prize.
Super. And then Tanya's always adding specialty drinks and martinis. We got a sunrise, a sunset martini. Yeah, we were just talking out there. Tell us about that sunrise.
I don't know about the sunrise martinis. I want to know about
that. Well, the sunrise I like to offer during our breakfast specials.
Okay.
On Saturdays and Sundays. And it's raspberry vodka, amaretto, pineapple juice, and orange juice. It's a perfect start to a day.
Yeah, sure. Start to a weekend, a fishing weekend.
Four of my favorite words, all you can eat.
Yeah.
Buffet on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Serving starting at 9 a.m.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So for those who aren't familiar, Big G, the directions out there, they're not familiar with the old Sunset Bay, the Sunset House, to give us directions on how to get out there.
Sunset Lake House, yep. The best way to go is probably get on Solberg Lake Road and then follow that all the way around.
Okay.
To the east side.
Mm-hmm.
By the lake there, and right on Solberg, right on beautiful Solberg Lake there.
Okay.
Yes, I would take County Road H 4 miles up the road from
here. Yeah, Priory Road H to Silver Lake Road, and just follow the road around, curbs around there, and
very easy to it. So. Are you guys on Facebook too, or on the web?
Yes, I do have a Facebook page under Sunset Lake House.
Okay. All right, so check it out. Some good stuff, and sounds like some fantastic dining. Endorsed by Big G, of course.
Yeah, so I get the pleasure of going around the Northwoods here and sampling all this fine dinner entrees and everything from all these fine establishments here in the Northwoods. And if you or a business would like to be a part of Big G's Favorite Places to Eat campaign, give me a call, 715-492-2654. Email me at Greg, G-R-I-G-G, dot Griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L, at civicmedia.us.
I'm thinking that when you took this job a couple years ago, that it was all just a diabolical plan to get to this point.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is my favorite opportunity.
That's what I'm thinking.
I actually drew this up one day, and I thought, boy, this is right up my alley.
Yeah, you know? Very cool. All right, Tanya, we wish you the best out there. It's Sunset Lake House. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you, Tanya. You betcha.
Text us the word sunset. Do that sometime today to be eligible for that $25 gift certificate that we'll announce the winner of tomorrow morning. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Buying a home can be one of the most exciting experiences in your life. With the help of a trusted RE/MAX New Horizons Realty professional to guide you, see your local RE/MAX agent in Phillips today so you can move into your new home tomorrow. RE/MAX New Horizons Realty. Wes and Jody Delasky, they are proud Logger United sponsors. Well, lots of Memorial Day observances, of course, going on this weekend. Mercer has a nice one. The Park Falls Legion, most of your area towns have something. The Butternut Legion dropped us a note. So check with your local city hall for information on that. For Memorial Day observances, a lot of them on Monday, some on Sunday also. Complete Rain Gutter Services, they have had their mind in the gutters for over 30 years. Go to CompleteRainGutter.com and get your quote today. That's CompleteRainGutter.com. All right. Got some other things I want to mention here, because we have free yoga in the park coming up on Wednesday, the 5th day of June, and they'll be doing this each day, each Wednesday in the month of June. It is free at Elk Lake Park. Linda Johnson leads the way, and Embrace is the driving force behind it. So any questions you may have about it, about going down, relaxing in the park, and doing a little yoga stuff, call 800-924-0556. Dr. Rachel and the folks over there, 800-924-0556. TOPS is a great organization. They help you manage weight, and you're invited to check out the local TOPS chapter. It is free to try. The open house is June 5th, and it's at they do this every Wednesday at the Park Falls Public Library. So June 5th is the one we're kind of pointing toward here. Real people, real weight loss. Give Wendy a call if you have any questions at 762-3969 or Jackie at 762-3077. You guys have been doing a real good job of letting us know about all the events going on around the area. We appreciate that. You can always drop it off or email WCQM at civicmedia.us with your nonprofit group and organization's events. The blood drive is happening a week from Tuesday, June 4th, and this is at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, the Padua Center, and that's Tuesday, June 4th. And that's going on from noon to 5 p.m. on that day. They're having, let's see, one other thing I wanted to mention here. Oh, we mentioned the Memorial Day program. Folks in Butternut dropped me a real nice note about their Butternut Village Hall Veterans Memorial Day program on Monday, May 27th, and that will start at 10 a.m. In Butternut. They always do a very nice program there. A couple of garage sales for you to ponder. If people let us know about their garage sale. They're decluttering at W8898 Woodland Lane this weekend. W8898 Woodland Lane in Butternut. Garage sale from 8 to 4 is happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all four of those days. You take Lakeshore Drive out and follow the signs to Woodland Lane. And there's another one, too. Someone emailed us their garage sale that is happening starting tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. Let's see. They've got an amazing variety of items, antiques to brand new items. The address, W7470 Point Road in Phillips, W7470 Point Road, located in Phillips. Big G is back in the studio. Austin is lingering in the background. Hello, Big G.
Hey, Joel. How you going?
We're talking a little Fifield Lions.
Yeah, man. This is the big weekend. This is kind of the official kickoff to summer, Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, there's graduations going on. And
Austin woke up.
Austin's up for the day. So we're doing good.
Mostly
up. All right.
I haven't had coffee yet.
He's vertical. Anyway, it's a start.
Barely. it's up and running. The Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run started May 1st, goes through June 30th. And, you know, bet your UTV, ATV. You can ride your bicycle if you want, drive your car, your motorcycle, anything. Stop by one of these great sponsors that we have here. We got 21 stops on our Trail Twister Fun Run here. And I'm just going to read through those. But June 30th is a big day. That's when it all wraps up. And we're going to give away some great prizes and raffle baskets and everything from all of our sponsors here. And, you know, this event, Lion Bob came up with this idea, and it's a great way for the Fifield Lions.
Lion Bob
Lavoie, yes.
L-I-O-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, Lion, yep.
Bob, we love you.
And we've got 21 stops on here, and all you have to do is you can pick up your Trail Pass card. You can either pick that up from any of the Fifield Lions members, or you can stop by these sponsors, Vichy's Pub, Timbers Roadhouse. You just heard from Tanya there. Tanya and Cliff, they own the Timbers Roadhouse also. The Outhouse, Mary Cassidy's, Fifield, Ridge Runners and Butternut, Sugarbush Bar, Harv over there at Empty Pockets, Country Cafe, Polish Palace out there on Solberg Lake Road, Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden, Moose Jaw Resort, The Grove, Double D's, or should I say, Double D's.
All right.
Butternut Cafe, Sunset Lake House. We just talked to Tanya here. Bobbers on the lake there in Butternut. The Big Dipper. Midway. Jack's Corner Bar on the lanes right here in Park Falls. So you can make quite a loop here. You say you've got almost 2 months. It started May 1st. So pick up a Trail Pass card. It's $10. It goes to the Fifield Lions. And I've got Austin, Fifield Lion member here, recently elected to as our new secretary position.
Yeah, I finally got elected after doing it for the past, like, what is it, 4 months?
Yeah, that's the way most of these clubs work. Once you get a position.
And I'm happy to help if it's needed.
It's your position for as long as you
want. I thought the investigation was still pending on the voting count on the ballot boxes.
So, yeah, pick up
a I'm the investigator.
Pick up a Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run card at any of these establishments, or contact any of the Fifield Lion members, myself, Austin, and contact me at 715-492-2654. pick up one of these $10 cards. It all goes to a great cause of the Fifield Lions. And speaking of the Fifield Lions, tonight I will be going to award two scholarships to two very deserving seniors at the Shawangan High School from the Fifield Lions Club.
All right. It's awards night tonight, huh?
Awards night tonight, yep.
Exciting night. That's fun night, yeah. All right. So,
I got a lot of sponsors we'd like to thank. Everyone on the Trail Pass is actually a sponsor, has given something from their business, whether it be some alcohol or whether it be a sweatshirt, t-shirt, or cap. And again, all these are going to be put into baskets on June 30th at Mulbridge Park. We're going to be having a big feed out there and everything. So come on out, and everybody that's got, bring your Trail Pass cards out to Mulbridge Park June 30th. Then we got prizes for folks that have the most stamps on their card, as well as a lot of 50-50 drawings and 50-50 basket raffles going on there. And that's going to start Sunday, June 30th. At what time, Austin?
That's a great question.
June 30th at 1 o'clock. So it'll be at 1 o'clock there at Mulbridge Park.
You'd think I'd know that by now.
And I got a few more sponsors I want to thank that are not on the Trail Pass, but Henry Rauschenbach from Restore You stepped forward with a monetary donation. Hastings Concrete and Snow Plowing, they've stepped forward. St. Croix Rods, Best Rods on Earth. Mary Barrett from Arts Barber and Styling, one of our sponsors. Let's see, we got, is that... C-H-A-Y, did you say that? Chase Walker? C-H-A-Y-C-E? Chase Walker, of Area 31. He donated a cooler full of goodies. B&B Insurance Services right here in Park Falls. Some great gift pouches, some great stuff. C&R Power Sports, Carl over there, Small Engine Repair. Donated some great hoodies. Thanks to Carl and Phyllis over there at C&R. Power Sports, Wheelway Auto Super Center, and a $50 gift certificate towards parts and service. Fifield Grocery down there, John and Kim. And, of course, Ron Ernst Lumber and Fifield. Rick and Carol and everybody down there, some gift certificates. And Lenny's Lunkers did a fishing certificate. So some great prizes and
Lenny's
more to come.
Lenny's Lunkers.
Lenny's Lunkers, yep.
All right. Sounds like
a band that would have come out of Britain back in the 60s.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lenny's Lunkers.
There we go, yeah.
And then just a chintzy little drum in the background.
And if you want to become a sponsor and get involved in this great event, there's still time. So give us a call. You can call my number at 715-492-2654. And you can call my brother, the Lions president, Gary, at 715-661-2990. We do have Trail Pass cards, and every business I mentioned on here and the stops have all got Trail Pass cards, so be sure and stop by. $10 donation to the Lions, very much appreciated. And join in the fun in the Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run.
No disrespect to Lenny's Lunkers, sorry.
Not at all.
Sorry, Lenny's Lunkers.
I'm just
Lunkers.
Thinking, the Lenny's Lunkers, would those be in the same vein as Herman's Hermits?
If you want to, we got Fifield Lions, we'll have Fifield Lions Trail Twister t-shirts available too. So if you want to pick up one of those, contact us. Get in contact with the Fifield Lions Club.
All right, Big G. Thank you so much.
All right.
Austin, thank you. This Saturday, St. Teresa of Lisieux, their parking lot there in Phillips, is going to be doing a garage sale and bake sale on Saturday. So swing on by there from 8 until 3 and help to... it's a make an offer sale is what it is. Nothing's priced. Just make an offer. Show up. Make an offer. All right. No storm damage where you are, Big G. You all right with
no, nope, everything is copacetic where I'm at.
Yeah, there was some spotty areas of some hail and some heavy storms.
Yeah, I was kind of looking where my son lived down there by Wausau. It sounded like they were going to get hit, but
yeah,
I think they escaped the brunt of it too. I feel sorry for those people in Greenwood, Iowa that really got
Greenfield,
really got
Iowa.
Slammed here.
Yeah, I think there's 8 people or so perished, I believe, down there. We'll have more on that with ABC coming up. It's 9:48 on Reality Radio.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them. With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
This weekend for Mother's Day, all moms will be treated to a 20% discount off any dinner entree at Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Choose from favorites like 10 to 14-ounce ribeyes or 12-ounce New York strip cooked to order, plus scallops, shrimp, and wonderful walleye. Lobster is also available for a savory delight. Remember, the breakfast buffet is served every Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. at one of Big G's favorite places to eat. Sunset Lake House, located on East Solberg Lake Road in Phillips, serving Wednesday through Friday until 9 p.m. and weekends until 8.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
From taking on extra shifts to the years of hard work, the success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and life and work experience. Plus, we offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need. Begin your next success soon. Undergraduate classes start June 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
All right, let's get into Northwoods Greenhouse this Memorial weekend. Not only the all the plants and stuff, but the ice cream too. Oh my. Northwoods Greenhouse, little butterfly pavilion out front in the deck. You can enjoy your ice cream there. Get to Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream in Prentice. Make that a part of your weekend plans. I also want to remind you again that the Lord's Covered Food Pantry, every Saturday, they're there from 9 to 11. I think there's like 70 or 80 volunteers within this organization that make it work, last year, handing out over 90 tons of food, just helping those in need for whatever reason. maybe going on in their life. Some are short term, some are longer term, but it's a great service. And if it's something that you would like to take advantage of possibly, or if you know of someone, you can stop down. The food pantry is open every Saturday, 9 to 11. And Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is on Facebook. And the website too, Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, thelordscupboardfoodpantry.org, a website that was just recently set up. If you'd like to volunteer, maybe you're someone who would like, you know, as little as a couple of hours a month. What do they say? Many hands make light work. And that's definitely the case with the food pantry. A lot of volunteers and everybody just chipping in a little bit. You can give Pastor Gwen a call, president of the pantry, if you have any questions about volunteering, 715-769-3535. Great show today. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of it. We take each segment that we do and we post it on our website under podcast at 98qcountry.com. That way, if you missed it, you can listen back to it. So look for those to be popping up here over the next couple of days. John St. John making his way in next. We've got Gray in for the shift from 2 to 5 today. Brewers at 5:05 today. Your weather update is brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
More clouds than sun today and a few spotty showers lingering alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Highs today will scrape the upper 60s and we'll get a shove warmer tomorrow to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
Q Country.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. Give me that girl, give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans, that's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl, give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing a favorite song, dancing around like a fool.
phone.